you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever
end.
Here we go.
What up, everybody? We are back.
We're back.
It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast.
The People's Podcast.
It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And I'm here with the reigning, defending, undisputed People's Champ, John B.
Yo, Nation. What up?
And today we have a WWE payback review. Nation, what up? How y'all doing this evening? John B, how you doing, bro?
Man, feeling good, feeling great. Getting into it here. Wanted to see what they talking about on this pay-per-view tonight, man. So I thought I'd go ahead and sit in with you on this one real quick. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So just 7 days after SummerSlam, we saw the return.
We got another pay-per-view.
Oh, shit. Here we go. You know how I feel about that. I thought it was too fast, too soon, too early.
Too fast, too furious.
Yeah. I thought it was too soon for another pay-per-view. But, I mean, it was a good pay-per-view. So, it was 7 days after SummerSlam. We had Roman Reigns return. And then we found out that we have the newest Paul Heyman guy in Roman Reigns. John B., how'd you feel about that, seeing that on SmackDown?
Man, when I saw that, I was like, it's about damn time. That's what I thought.
That's what I said. I just hope that we're not 5 years too late, or you know what I'm saying, because we've been waiting for this.
2 years too late.
Because, man, we've been waiting for this.
2 seconds too late.
Man, we've been waiting for this for a long, long time.
Whoa.
We are also rewatching it. We have it in the background as well. And we also had, Randy Orton and Keith Lee. We had that going on from Monday Night Raw. We also had Seth Rollins and his best friend, Murphy versus Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio. Then we had, you know, Strowman Roman versus Bray Wyatt for that Universal. You know, we had a lot of stuff going on here. Sasha Banks and Bayley against Baszler and Nia Jax. So, yo, let's dive right in. Honestly, I'm not even going to talk about the pre-show match because who really cares? The Iconics versus the Riot Squad. I don't really care. Didn't really even care to watch it.
Not emotionally invested.
Yeah, at all. But I do know the Riot Squad did win. Shout out to the Riot Squad. I do like Ruby Riot a lot. I wish that they would get her into a feud that actually means something. But shout out to Ruby Riot. Shout out to Liv Morgan. They got the win there in a match with the Iconics. Shout out to the Iconics, though, because they were looking like they were going to be a force to be reckoned with in the WWE Women's Tag Team Division. But unfortunately, they have faltered. And they just kind of fell off the map. But kicking off of the show, we had...
What you looking for, bro?
Oh, yeah. That's what we need over there. That's here, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Back to action. We had the WWE United States Championship match. We had Apollo Crews versus Bobby Lashley. John B., you want to give me your thoughts on how you feel about this match here, the Hurt Biz? How you feeling about all of that? Chat me up.
Oh, man, I already knew what time it was when Bobby Lashley was out there doing his thing.
Yes.
Bobby was definitely in the camp that he was going to go ahead and definitely handle and put on the Hurt Biz, and that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, beating by submission. Shout out to Bobby Lashley for getting the win. I like the Hurt Biz, man. I say that in all of my shows. I like MVP being the mouthpiece. I like him even still being a wrestler. I like Bobby Lashley. I like Shelton Benjamin. I like the chemistry they have together, so shout out to them. It was a decent match here. Like I said, Bobby Lashley got the win by submission. After the match, a lot of posing, a lot of picture taking. They was happy for Bobby Lashley. I liked the little poses they was taking. And they did the Wakanda Forever. RIP Chadwick Boseman. You know, I said gave him a RIP shout out in my SmackDown review, but RIP Chadwick Boseman.
Man.
Sad, you know, we lost him to colon cancer. And just another, you know, shitty thing happening in 2020, man. I just, you know, this is just crazy how 2020 is just affecting everybody. But back to some wrestling. We had Big E versus Sheamus. John B, chat me up. How'd you feel about this? We know Big E got the win here. None of the 50-50 booking. How'd you feel about this feud? How'd you feel about the match? Chat me up.
It was slightly better than I thought it was going to be. Not that much more than that.
That's what's up. It was a decent match. Yeah. You know me, I'm a little bit of a Sheamus mark. I like Sheamus a little bit. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, some of the jobbers of back in the day, like your Power and Glory tag team, your Dino Bravos of the world. So you can add Sheamus to my my list of you know, guilty pleasures. You know, Sheamus, he's a I don't know, man. It's just something about Sheamus being a bully that I dig, man. I like heel Sheamus. Not a big fan of face Sheamus at all.
Not a fan at all of face Sheamus.
Nah, you don't mess with Sheamus at all.
Not as a face, and
not as a heel either.
Huh? Halfway as a heel, but if I'm gonna mess with him, it's definitely heel Sheamus for sure.
Okay. So what about Big E? This is his singles run. Like I said, he gets the win here over Sheamus. He also beat Sheamus on SmackDown a couple weeks ago.
Good.
Also got the win over Sheamus and Miz and Morrison on SmackDown this week.
Right,
so
right.
Big E has been getting a big push here. I'm thinking he's about to be, you know, elevated to that Intercontinental Championship picture. Chat me up. How you feeling about Big E's solo run,
man,
so far?
You know I'm messing with any type of push for Big E because, you know what I mean, I'm a mark for him too. He definitely gets it in. And like you said, he's been on a little streak here, so they might as well, you know, make some other push and, you know what I mean, give us what we want.
Right. Now, see, I'm a big fan because we've seen Big E. He's been IC champ before. We've seen Big E be tag team champ before. I mean, they need fresh faces to go in the world title picture. So why not, you know, why not elevate him, you know, because we've already seen, how many times have we seen Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman or Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns for, you know, whatever title, Universal, WWE, how many times have we seen that? Let's see what's up with Big E, him being the face now and, you know, going up against Roman Reigns since he's a heel now. You know, that would be that would be nice. Just something different.
Yeah, definitely something different.
All right. Next up, next match of the night, we had King Corbin versus Matt Riddle, the original bro. John B, how you feeling about King Corbin, Matt Riddle? Chat me up.
You know how I feel about, first of all, you know where I'm going with it first, starting with Riddle. You know how I feel about that. Keep your feet off me, my guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't do the wrestlers with the no boots on. You know what I mean? I feel like it was done with the Von Erich and then go ahead and leave it. After that, everybody else could just not do it.
So you weren't feeling like Umaga, Yokozuna, I'm trying to think of some other the other shoeless wrestlers. I feel you, man.
Yeah.
Keep your feet off of me, bro.
Yeah, I'm cool. But as far as the matches,
keep your fucking feet off of me, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I thought it was you know, wasn't nothing that honestly, I don't think it was nothing that I thought was going to be that you couldn't see on, you know what I mean, the normal weekly show. So
Nothing special there, right?
Nothing special at all, unfortunately.
Yeah, I get you, man. Like, yeah, that was I kind of like how the feud's been going, just because they haven't really just, it has been a slow build. It hasn't just been, you know, match on SmackDown, you know, 50-50 booking, match at the pay-per-view that they usually do. And, you know, the next pay-per-view they have the other match, which is some sort of gimmick match, you know. So I kind of like how they've done the slow build with the feud.
Speaking of the booking, man, that just kind of reminds me of, you know, the whole
Booker man.
You know, like, especially like during like them ECW days, you know what I'm saying? Like with like Dreamer, for instance, you know what I'm saying? Like Dreamer would, you know what I'm saying, with his beef with
who you talking about?
That he never got the win over. Was it
Raven?
Right. Raven. You know what I'm saying? Raven. I mean, match after match after match after match. It, like you said, wasn't no 50-50 booking. Like, okay, you know, at the, you know, the weekly show, and then, you know, we'll, you know, do something at the pay-per-view. Like, nah, it was like, nah, he just ain't going to get the win. I mean, you know, whether straight up getting screwed, whatever, just like, you know what I'm saying, not getting that L. So, I don't know, just, you know, another throwback to the good old days.
Yeah, I like the build there with those two. But, like I said, it's just, I don't know. At the same time, it has kind of dragged on a little too long, because I think they probably should have had their match at SummerSlam, maybe on the pre-show. That probably would have been a good match for that. But shout out to Matt Riddle. He gets the win over over your boy Baron Corbin there. Baron Corbin actually attacks him after the match when he's giving his backstage interview. So you know this feud's not over with. Baron Corbin, King of the Ring. And John B, we talked about when we was watching this, I remember when it meant something to be King of the Ring. Like, I remember
truly
when
truly meant something.
Yeah, I remember when Bret Hart won it, and it was, you know, that really meant something. And I remember when I told you that, I remember when you won King of the Ring, and then that led to, that was the number one contender for the title at SummerSlam, kind of like how you won the Royal Rumble, and you were the number one contender for WrestleMania. So I wish they would go back to that kind of style of booking. I don't really like this, the King of the Ring gimmick, and you really are the damn, you like, you have to act as a king. I mean, come on, like, that's just extra, you know, like, so I just feel like the King of the Ring has just been so watered down, and I kind of missed the original concept of the King of the Ring. It was really just to get, you know, the main event push started for SummerSlam, and that's what I wish they would go back to.
Well, they need to.
Yeah, next up, we had the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match. We had Sasha Banks and Bayley versus Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. John B, chat me up. How'd you feel about this match?
You know, I was kind of, you know, thinking that maybe some kind of way, you know, Bayley and Banks were going to, you know, maybe somehow pull this out. With just the way things have been shaping up the past couple weeks. And then just, I mean, just looking at them, you know what I'm saying, face to face, it's like, there's no way, like, in, you know, honestly, you would think that, you know, Banks and Bayley could take on these two and really have a legit chance in a real fight. So it's like, you know.
No way in hell. I think Sasha Banks has a chance against any of them women. Like, shout out to Sasha Banks. She's awesome in the ring.
Yep.
But when you've got Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler on the other side, that just the, you know, size does matter in that situation, because they are two, you know, Nia Jax is a big woman and Shayna Baszler ain't nothing to be played with in the ring and outside of the ring. So I just couldn't believe anything else would happen. The odd couple gets the win here. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, they get the win here, which is Shayna Baszler looked awesome in this match here. She made Bayley, she had Bayley and Sasha Banks in a submission at the end at the same time, and then she used Sasha Banks' arm on Bayley to make Bayley tap out. So that even adds more dissension between those two, because, you know, Sasha Banks basically's arm made Bayley tap out all over Shayna Baszler. Shayna Baszler's awesome to me. I like her. She's legit in the ring. She's legit outside the ring. She adds, like I said, legitimacy to their division.
Yep,
she's a hard hitter. She can go in the ring. She's a beast. Nia Jax, I like her just because she's big, and she's, I mean, who's going to stop that? You know, who is going to stop that in all fairness to the other women? Who is going to stop that force besides Asuka, my favorite female wrestler? John B., anything to follow up on that match?
Nah, I think you hit the nail on the head on that one, man. She's straight up legit, man, and, you know, I think it's going to be a good look, man. They should have a solid little run.
Yeah, they're going to be hard to beat as tag team champs unless they have some kind of dissension between those two. Next up, we had Keith Lee versus Randy Orton, the Viper. John B, chat me up. How'd you feel about Keith Lee and his debut on Raw? And how'd you feel about Keith Lee's pay-per-view debut in a singles match? Let's make that clear. His pay-per-view singles match debut on Payback. Chat me up.
Disappointing when it comes to his debut on Raw.
I agree with that.
Very disappointing there. And I think you should share your feelings on how you feel about Keith Lee.
well, I mean, come on, man. Like, Keith Lee, like, how I was feeling about his debut on Raw, like, it was super disappointing, because the match started off, it was decent. And then, but okay, first off, before the even match started, the promo, how he came out, man, I mean, he came out, you know, greetings and salutations. I mean, what big man comes out talking like that, you know, for one? And then the next point, you know, like, during the match started off okay, but then he gets Randy Orton gets the win via disqualification because Drew McIntyre comes and interferes. And then Keith Lee is nowhere to be found after that. He's just gone out of the picture. You don't see nothing with him. I mean, if I was Keith Lee, I mean, they should have had Keith Lee maybe beat the hell out of Drew McIntyre or be at least looking for him because, bro, this is my debut match and you just got me disqualified. Like, I have a problem with you now. That was a easy way to start a feud between them two. And, you know, have Keith Lee just have a little problem. You don't even have to have them to have a match right now. Just have them have a little problem. Like, hey, bro, just know you messed up my debut and we have a problem. And he could still have this feud with Randy Orton. So that's how I feel about that. But the match, it was a decent match. Shout out to Keith Lee. He got the win over Randy Orton. I told you, John B., as we was watching this match, if Keith Lee lost, he was done.
Yeah, but, I mean, when he threw that spirit bomb on, boy, and folded him up. I wasn't expecting that 1-2-3 count. I ain't going to lie to you.
No. Randy Orton, and shout out to Randy Orton. He's a willing veteran, it looks like. Last week, he put over Drew McIntyre. This week, he put over Keith Lee. I mean, back-to-back pay-per-view losses for Randy Orton. He's putting over the young guys, putting over the new talent, trying to get this next generation going. So shout out to Randy Orton. You know, and he's a credible opponent for these guys. So, you know, I like what he does in the ring. I told you while we was watching this match.
Legend killer.
All in all, I mean, I think Randy Orton might be the best in the business right now. When we talking overall best wrestler, I'm talking about not overall what he can do just in the ring. I'm talking about promo work, stories in the ring. Promo, like I said, promo work, stories in the ring, his ability to sell, his ability to get people over, his legitimacy, his credibility. I mean, Randy, I mean, his age, he's in that 37 to 44 year range where you've just got everything clicking. So shout out to Randy Orton. Like I said, to me right now, there's nobody better in the business all around overall than Randy Orton. Next up, we had Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio versus Seth Rollins and his buddy Murphy. John B., chat me up. How you feeling about this feud, this match? Let me know.
I just hope that it's over. I just hope that this is the end of it because I'm sick of it. You know, like what they've been saying online, you know, they got Rey Mysterio looking like the kid, his kid's looking like the dad, and then Mysterio's wife is looking like the grandma.
I'm not gonna go there about Rey. I'm not gonna go there about Rey Mysterio's wife. Shout out to Rey Mysterio's wife. You said she looks
I didn't say that. I'm just saying this is what they say on the internet.
That's not
my personal opinion. Yeah. I think she looks. She's a very attractive woman. But anyway,
that's how you feel.
You know.
So you look me in my eye and tell me you said she's an attractive woman.
I mean, I've said what I've said.
Okay.
My point of the matter is that it just looks odd, and then it just doesn't look believable, you know. And I try not to, you know, come off too, you know, well, in my day, you know, type of thing. But, you know, the Mysterio that, you know, we're getting now is not, you know, the Mysterio that we've, you know, got, you know, even 15, 10 years ago, you know. So, I mean, it's like, you know, what are we getting? You know, what can he really do? And then you got a son out there. I mean, he's looking like, you know, basically me and O'Shea here, and we haven't even been training.
Right, right. So, just an average kid.
You know, so I'm just, you know what I mean? There's just no way that you feel like they're just getting ready. But, they do what they do, and they found a way. But, which is really more so for what, you know, Rollins has got going on. But, I'm just glad that it's over.
I hope that this is over too, man. Like, I'm sick of seeing, you hit the nail on the head. Rey Mysterio, he just can't do what he was doing back in the day, man. Like, once he started having them, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 knee surgeries, and he wasn't able to do the high flying stuff. Like, because a 619, I could do a 619 right now. You know, I can do a splash off of the top rope right now. Right. The things that he does in the ring aren't the Rey Mysterio of old. And Dominic, he hasn't been around long enough to even train, or he doesn't look like a wrestler. He looks like a kid off of the street. He doesn't have no muscles. I mean, I'm supposed to believe that this kid off of the street can come in and beat Murphy and get a pin on him when Murphy's been training for years to do this professionally. And he looks like, I mean, Murphy's in the gym consistently. He looks like it. And this kid, just because he's Rey Mysterio's son, I'm supposed to believe he can get the win over this guy. I'm just not sold on that, man. Like,
they try their best to put him over. You know what I mean? Shout out to him for, putting the work in, for the kid, but...
Yeah, I mean, he's not big. He's not trained to be a wrestler yet. He's not ready. I mean, can he do some stuff in the ring? Yes. I mean, I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that he can't do some stuff in the ring, that he hasn't been trained to do some stuff in the ring. I'm not denying that at all. I'm just saying, when it comes to believability, I just don't believe that he can beat a professional wrestler that's been doing it for years. That's just how I feel. They got the win finally. Hopefully this is over with. I'm really done with it. Done with Seth Rollins being this Jesus Christ Monday Night Messiah of Monday Night Raw. I'm over that too. There's something about him even too that I just don't dig, man. Like, I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. John, you said during the thing, maybe he is just a lame dude that we just can't connect with or something.
Yeah,
like,
maybe just in real life.
Just a corny
kind of a corny guy, I mean, in the ring, he's an absolute monster. I can't even front.
Yeah, I'm not taking nothing away from what he can do in the ring.
Just
like,
his persona.
It's just lame.
I don't like this, like you said, this Messiah thing. I don't know, like, you're trying to do like a halfway Raven-ish type of... I don't know.
It's lame.
Waylon
I'm tired
Jennings
of it.
Type. I don't know.
Yeah, it's something that I'm over and I'm not really trying to see anymore. But I'm sure they're gonna keep that going on because I mean he is one of the best wrestlers that they got. But man, damn, I hope that they find some other way. So next up, we have the Universal Championship match between The Fiend Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, and Roman Reigns, kinda. So basically how this match went, y'all, like it started off, Bray Wyatt comes out, Braun Strowman attacks him. These two basically have the entire match. These two, beat the hell out of each other. They're outside of the ring. They're doing all kind of crazy spots, going through tables. I mean, it's a hardcore match. Basically, very reminiscent to what they did last week at SummerSlam, just in a shorter time frame. There's this big spot where they go off of the... There's a really big spot where they go off of... All right, so they go through this spot where Braun Strowman is looking like he's about to do this top rope suplex thing or something like that. Or excuse me, Braun Strowman, he's about to do this top rope splash or something like that. So he's climbing to the top. The Fiend knocks him down. The Fiend climbs up and gives him a suplex. And, we've seen this spot before. We've seen it back in the day with Brock Lesnar and... we've seen it with Big Show, and we've seen it a couple times with Big Show. We've seen it a couple times here with Braun Strowman over the past, few years. But it's the suplex off the top where the ring breaks down and the ring, the ring messes up. It just folds apart. And big spot here. I liked it. But as soon as that happened and both of those two are down, then Roman Reigns comes out. Then he signs the contract to be part of the match. And then he comes down and he tries to pin the Fiend. Doesn't get the win over the Fiend. Then he tries to go for Braun. Doesn't do that. Fiend gets him with a mandible claw. He ends up getting out of that. He ends up pinning Strowman for the win. 1-2-3. So we have a new WWE Universal Champion in Roman Reigns with his new manager, Paul Heyman. John B., give me your thoughts on how you feel about, Roman Reigns, Paul Heyman, this whole match, this whole feud. Chat me up.
I like how Roman's been interjected here with Heyman by his side. So I was glad that he kind of came out the end and stole the show and, got the easy win. You kind of called at the beginning of the match just because how they, instantly started going after each other, just made perfect sense for, just to go ahead and lay back, wait in the cut, and then, make the opportune time to come out, sign on the dotted line, and then take advantage with a few chair shots for a 1-2-3.
Yeah, it was quick work for Roman. You know, we are watching as it's going down. We are actually watching it again. You know, he hit Braun with a spear, gets the pin on him, 1-2-3, new Universal Champ, made short work of it. I'm excited about this, man. I like Roman Reigns being heel, man. I like him with...
And I hope it's a long reign, too, man.
Yeah, they just changed it last week. You know, Bray Wyatt's reign as Universal Champion was 7 days. So hopefully Roman gets a long reign with it, with Heyman as his... You know, as his manager. I mean, this is what we've been waiting on for a long time. Like I said, I just hope it's not too late. But I'm interested to see where they go with this, man. Like, because now we've got The Fiend. He's got he's going to be chasing Roman Reigns. Braun Strowman, he's going to be chasing him. You know, like I said, Big E. I would like to see Big E go after Roman Reigns here. There's a lot of interesting feuds that we can see with the new and improved Roman Reigns being heel. John B, anything you want to add? Anything? How you feeling about Payback overall? Chat me up. How you feeling about Payback?
I thought it was cool. It was a cool pay-per-view. Something that's coming right after SummerSlam, you know, I kind of feel like...
One week later,
you know, some of these things could have been played at SummerSlam, like we've talked about already, and just kind of made, one of the big four stronger. But, you know, overall, I thought it was cool. Like I said, I'm definitely glad that Roman got the victory at the end. I felt like, you know, brought it home the way that it should have. So I thought it was cool. It was cool.
That's what's up. Yeah, I mean, okay, so you know I do my pay-per-view YouTube videos, and I usually give it a star rating, so I would probably give this pay-per-view, I'm going to give it 2 stars, man. 2 stars! Got to give it my 2 stars, dog. I couldn't give it more, man. I gave SummerSlam 2 stars, man. Like, the only good thing about this, really, that was super standoutish was Roman winning the title. We kind of knew what was going to happen. They told us it was going to happen on SmackDown. Spoiler alert, I'm telling you what's happening. You couldn't guess for anything else. You know how they do Bray Wyatt. We've seen how they do him in the past. These little quick one week reign here wasn't nothing. Just another way that Bray Wyatt's been shit on. Over the past few years, Braun Strowman, facts. We know he's a joke. So
made a joke.
Nothing hype about that. You know, Alex told you guys I'm over the Monday Night Messiah stuff. There was no Intercontinental title match here. There wasn't one on SummerSlam. There wasn't one here. I don't know what's going on with that. Why they just want to use that as just a title for TV? They might as well call that the new TV title because that's all it gets defended on. There's just so much stuff that they could have done on this pay-per-view to make it better. I did like the Hurt Biz, like I told you. That's one of my favorite parts of everything. And yeah, man, that's where I'm at. So we're gonna let you guys hear the last bit of this WWE Payback main event. We're gonna play a little bit of that for you guys, and then you guys know what to do here. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation. Do it. Like I said, we're on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea. I'm here for the people's champ, John B. We are out. Y'all have a good evening. Be safe. Peace.
Back at Heyman.
Again, we gotta.
Dragon Palace. The official being overzealous. Style of matchup. Man of the claw on Reigns. The fatal arm, low blow, legal though. No holds barred. Big Dog just crashed and burned on the side of the ring. There's no ring ropes to keep the action inside. The Fiend and the Manimal Claw locked in momentarily. Reigns with a low blow. The Big Dog just got a dose of the devil for a moment. Strowman trying to struggle back to his feet. Roman Reigns lying in wait. And Reigns with a power to Strowman. And the cover by Reigns. Roman Reigns has won the Universal Championship.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas, I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas, I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.